This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Enrico Kutzer, man van God, Michael Bagram, wonderful to have you here. You are a partner at Bagram's attorney and a specialist in the field of the labor law. Good day.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me on air. I really appreciate it. I always enjoy being with you. And so thank you, thank you, thank you. Look, I've got some exciting news today. So, you know, I often bring a little bit of sad news or difficulties or whatever, but today's exciting. And I'll tell you what it is. And I've been shouting about this for years. And in fact, I've been joined by many others about shouting about it. And that is when a couple has a baby. They're entitled to get time off. They're entitled to get some UIF payment for the maternity leave. But it's always been a problem in that often the mother wants her partner to be with her for the few days, few weeks, maybe even months when the baby is first born. It's the most vital time in any child's life. And to have two loving parents around at that time, it's fantastic for the development of the child. And we're a country that believes in equity. We're a country that has got a constitution, and we believe in equal rights for everyone. And why should only the mother be entitled to that maternity leave? Well, about 18 months ago, there was a court case in Johannesburg. It was a Van Wyk who had brought the case in the High Court in Gauteng. To say that this is not fair, it discriminates against the male. Why can't the female and the male make a decision themselves as to how to use that maternity leave? The judge ruled in their favor and said that in terms of our constitution, they should have equal rights. The judge wasn't going ahead and saying we've got to increase the amount of time, because that was obviously one of the pleas as well. Increase the amount of maternity leave, because some countries offer much, much longer maternity leave than we have in South Africa. But we've also got to take into account the paternity leave. And although our constitution is calling for that, it hasn't been reflected in this maternity leave. So the judge then said, well, it should be reflected. I'm going to put it on hold pending the outcome of a constitutional court challenge. Well, today I must announce that they're actually in the constitutional court and they're waiting for judgment today. And it's an exciting day, I think, and people can test me on this. Pulpit listeners can get back to me on this. But I think the constitutional court's going to endorse what the judge said in the Van Wyk case in Johannesburg. And we're going to have, and watch this space, we're going to have an arrangement between the couple. The arrangement will be that they will inform the employer they've got the 4 months, and that 4 months maternity leave stands firm. They've got that 4 months, and they can share it out amongst each other. In other words, if the woman says that I can get back to work quite quickly, as long as my doctor says that I can get back to work within the 6 weeks or longer, and I can share it with my husband who might be working from home or might be wanting to take leave of his own, and we can share. So we can take 2 months each, which gives us a longer time to actually bond with the baby. So it is fantastic news. I think it'll make good sociology and good for family life. And there have been lots of couples where, for instance, the wife's holding a high-powered job. She is, or the wife or the partner is holding this high-powered job. She is the breadwinner, and she might need to go back and earn that money, and her husband can take that time, or the partner can take that time off. So it is good news, and I'm hoping that we're moving forward with this. And thank you for listening to me today. I really appreciate it.
Michael, that's really good news. Thank you so much for sharing with us. And I'm sure that it's a Good Friday feeling that a lot of parents actually will experience and will be taking the enjoyment and obviously the advantage of soon. Have a lovely weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing
you
with
do.
Us. Bye.
Goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.